You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and welcome to the show. You're listening to Talktainment Radio, and the show is called Stairway to Heaven. My topic today is madness and sorrow. I'll get a little bit on that, but first I want to say that to my shout-outs to Core Lab, to my co-workers, my family, my sisters, and my wife, and all the other families. I got the keys. This show is brought to you by Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. With the Keys of Harmony, got something coming up in July, and we'll mention that later on down. But my topic today is called sorrow and anger, and that's what is that? Sorry. I'd like to give my first off, give my dedication to and my sitting goes to the people in Buffalo, New York. I am very, very, it goes to the families and goes to all the loved ones that lost some that are wounded, some that are dead. And you know that it's hard when somebody comes through your neighborhood, don't live there, and don't have no business there, it wants to shoot up a bunch of people. And those 10 African-Americans was minding their own business, doing shopping and everything. Security guard lost his life fighting the sniper. This gun thing has gone out of control. And anytime somebody 18 years old or something, that's a teenager to me, can go and buy an AR-15 and go through a neighborhood and wipe out some people, especially in an African-American neighborhood, and try to wipe out the whole neighborhood, that is no good. That is very, very bad. Them people were families. The people had families. The people were from a little more close neighborhood, and it was closely built, closely loved. We have to learn that we have to try to learn to love each other and get together. Now, I don't know if these AR-15s or 17s, they're military rifles. Now, when I was in the military, we used M16s. But now they got these new AR-15s and 17s. Seems like everybody can go to a gun store and buy one and come back. It's like shooting up enemy. But like I suggested to them, those who have those AR-15s, let me tell you this. If you got one, go to the military. Because these are innocent people minding their own business, trying to enjoy themselves. I bet they was talking, laughing, joking, everything. One, the security guards, he had just helping the lady putting groceries in her car. Now, I'm going to say this sniper who has hate in his heart, and hate and don't know, and that's all he think about is hate. Whatever he looked at on that computer and found out, probably told a whole lot of stuff. And as far as I'm concerned, this stuff dates back, if I hope I'm correct, this stuff dates back a while back. It dates back from times where I'm a star like World War II, and it's before, it's beyond that, Civil War, and it's beyond that. When the African Americans were brought here as slaves, and after they got their freedom to go as they please and do what they can go, there was always a small bunch of few that would like to, that didn't like that. So they thought of something to say with hatred. We are all God's children. We are all loved by God. There's no in between, there's no color of skin, anything. Anytime somebody hates somebody or dislikes somebody because of the color of their skin and wants to do bodily harm, that he needs to be in a nut house. He needs to be where he could be examined. Because if you don't have something that you don't like, best thing for you to do is walk away from it. So a lot of things I done had problems with and ran into, but I walk away from it. And I, just to keep myself calm, I have a little thing like when I get angry, my music covers me and comforts me down. And sometimes you have to find something to pull you together, some way to get rid of that anger. But this young man didn't have the guts or the sensibility to understand that these people are innocent people. And these people are trying to do their best. Like the other old man in South Carolina, I believe it was, a few years back, there was another shooting in South Carolina where this guy went into the church and shot up some African Americans. He shot the minister up. Well, they got him. But this young man, they got him too. And he has the nerve to plead not guilty. Something's wrong with his mind. And those people, like those Afro-Americans, brothers and sisters that lost their lives and everything, my heart and my prayers go out to that whole family, everybody in that store. Number two, there's another shooting in Tulsa. And this was because a man was in pain. And he couldn't take no. He had back surgery and pain. He couldn't take it, so he goes. What he do? He goes to the hospital and kills a few people. Then he kills himself. Then got one in the subway. There's another shooting in the subway. I don't know what's wrong with this. What happened to him? But he starts spraying bullets. But in a way, he got caught. Now, last but not least, the shooting in Texas. Audubon, can't pronounce the name of the city. Those 11 Latinos, they were killed for no reason. Innocent babies, two teachers and 11 innocent babies, 9 and 10 years old. And this cat, age 18 years old. We got to stop this violence. We got to pull our heads together and get to say, hey, enough is enough. And I get tired, you know, I come home and look on the news and get tired of listening to somebody that did some shooting. We cannot go anywhere. It seems like the schools are not safe. I just like saying this, the churches are not safe, the stores. Anywhere you go has become a shooting target. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, this here, the Keys of Harmony. Somebody touch me.
I say glory, glory, glory to somebody.
Somebody touch me.
Glory, glory, glory to somebody.
Grab the hem of his garment. Somebody touch
me. She would be made.
Okay, that was the Keys of Harmony and Somebody Touch Me. Let me say something about this right quick about the Keys of Harmony. We are having our 61st anniversary, and it's gonna be at 487 Champion Bishop Jennings Church, and the stars at 5 o'clock, and the stars are the Spiritual Brothers, JC, and Spirituals, the Lil Terry and the Anointed Sons, Five Stars Harmony and Keys of Harmony. Also, our MC, the great man himself, the Carrier Behar of Straight Talk. And he will be there at MC in the program. It starts at 5 o'clock, so get there and get your seat. And this should be a good show. Also, I like to say there's another anniversary. We got a lot of anniversaries coming up next month. And these are the Anointed Disciples, their 11th anniversary, along with Blessed by Four, Nikki D, and Brown Zay from Toledo, Ohio, Pastor Marcus Newman. Then we got Gerald Mercer and Property and the Fulton Stage of Akron. And they will be at the Jordan's Bibleway Church on Wilbert Avenue. That's where they'll be at. And they're going to, that's their 11th anniversary. But the Keys anniversary will be here on the July the 10th. And hey, we're looking for y'all to be here. Dad will be here. To register all the songs, and he's known the full history of the Keys of Harmony. The set we got now, this is the third. I'm on the third set. I was with the first set, then I left, and then his sons took over the first set had spread away. Now we got the third set, so they're really going strong. So really, as I said. They're part of this show. So be looking out for Dad be here next month on celebrate the Keys anniversary. Now, getting back to that, to this madness, let me say this. This is not the only time shooting been around. I can remember during the time when I was living in Fort Worth, Texas for 12, I went down there to help my sister out in Fort Worth, Texas. And she's gone now. They were shooting and killing each other up every day. There was two gangs there. One called themselves the Crips, the other one called the Bloods. And to get initiated in that gang, you would have to fight. The initiation was they wanted to see how tough you was, and the whole gang will jump you. And right there. Then the second time, the other initiation is, they would ride around and pick up somebody and then shoot somebody. That made them members in the gang. These guns they have now, they are very, very dangerous. It used to be people carry around 32s, 22s, 357s, but now the gang, they done up the gang. They done up the power. The guns they got there so powerful now, they outnumber the police. And this is sort of like during the 20s and 30s when Al Capone and they had the Tommy gun, Machine Gun Kelly, Babyface Nelson. They had the Tommy guns, John Dillinger. They had the Tommy guns. They were robbing banks. And still they were shooting people. But for somebody to buy an AR-15 and get in the car and go to a neighborhood and try to wipe that whole neighborhood out, that is a sick-minded man, very sick-minded. And the way they're doing now, like I said, these people in Buffalo, I just can't get over what happened there. I mean, they show movie pictures of it, newsreel of it, and they're still talking. They're trying to figure out what went wrong. Now, they got him, but what gave him the mind and word to say that he's not guilty. He is guilty. He's going to always be guilty. And you just can't do something and get away with the law saying, the judge asks, what you plead? I'm not guilty. You can't do that. You can't say not guilty, because you know you're guilty yourself. You'll always be guilty for what you've done. And you're just doing that, using that for an ego trip. Or they're using that just to get away. I'm sick or something like that. Say, well, they're trying to find a reason to say not guilty by reason of insanity. You're not insane. You're just mad and anger because you just don't like what you see. You can't stand people being together in a peaceful way or in a family way. You snipers, as one in every city, in every town, in every state, let me say this to you snipers. You will always be a lone wolf. And someday, they're going to come after you. And when they do catch you, that's it. Because you have no right going in anybody's neighborhood and try to tear it up or shoot them down because you don't like them and you don't care about them. You just want to try to wipe out. You cannot wipe out God's people. We are God's people. You can't wipe out God's, because once you wipe out some, he got some more coming right behind them. Right behind them. Rebe King, Martin Luther King's granddaughter, she was on CNN this morning. And she said that is this a generation coming behind us, they're going to try to do something and stop it because they feel that the older generation before them, we failed them. Well, in a way, I don't think we did, but in a way we did. We may not have done it, but, you know, when you try to do something and try to get it straight, there's always a few in the bunch wants to holler, no, we can't do this. They don't want to do it. We don't want you to do this. They try not to do it. And they don't want you to, they rather let the keep the guns in their hands. A few years ago, a president a few years ago, when that came, tried to get the guns off the streets and try to block it. But we had a few knuckleheads that blocked him. As long as the NRA is supporting these people, your snipers gonna always walk in a gun store. Number one, this is my suggestion, this is my rules. Number one, get the guns off, get the AR-15s off the street and give them back to the military. Let the military have it. Number two, should be a background check. And make sure you don't have a record or any type of felony on you before they sell you that gun. Number three, they say get training. I really believe that's whatever they need to be trained to shoot. But I don't think so. Because I think you just need to just take the AR-15s and give them to the military. I wouldn't sell no 18-year-old or 16. Pretty soon, somebody gonna be younger than that to try to get one. It's gotta be somebody that's old enough, know that person, trust them, is turning them towards that. And you know, if you believe, keep on believing some of the stuff that we hear, some of the music that we hear today, and they talk about violence and who they shot. I heard music talk about violence, how they shot and killed somebody, this and that and the other, because of certain things. And if you can believe that what they say, then you're wrong yourself. You got to try to turn it. Music's music, and I mean, I'm a musician myself. Music is good music, and there's bad music. And right today, we're listening to a lot of bad music, very much bad music. And we need to try to break away from that bad music. We are tired. I'm tired of hearing who shot John all the time. Even in the streets of Columbus, we got some shootings here. And one young man was on West Broad, he got shot. Him and his girlfriend both ran into the pillar on the bridge of West Broad. That's somebody shot then. Don't know. That's called snipers, close range sniper. And, you know, it's bad. It's really bad when you try to shoot, you start shooting people for no apparent reason at all. Even their fights. I read one down in, there's a shooting in New Orleans at a graduation. That was a shooting. After graduate, they start shooting down there. You know, and the list, like I said, the list goes on and on and on. On and on. Here's the Keys of Harmony. I'm getting older.
This song makes my mind run back to a long time ago when I was young. My granddad got sick one day and he had a stroke. Well, my mother and my father, they went to get my granddad to stay with us. Well, I spent a lot of time with my granddad after that. He had a garage out back where he used to build trailers and tear them down again and then rebuild them. Well, one day, he spoke to me and he said, "Gene, you're getting older, son. You got to have Jesus in your life. See, because there'll come a time when you won't be able to do the things that you're able to do now." He said, "Look at me. I used to be healthy and walking around and running sometimes, but look now. I have to work a while and sit down and get up and work again. But that's all right. God is with me now." He said, "So get Jesus and stay with Jesus and everything will be all right. 'Cause I'm getting old.
Older.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that was the Keys of Harmony. I'm getting older. I'd like to say that I don't own the rights to the music, but I do have permission to play it. And those guys are like brothers to me. And I've been knowing them for years. So, as I said before, I don't own the rights to the music, but I do have permission to play the music for them. By the way, getting back to my subject, we need love for each other, and I hope and pray that the good Lord, that all this violence and shooting dies down. Let me make this This is one more. Let me say something about the 11 children and the two teachers that got killed in Texas. 19. Those was innocent babies. They was innocent babies in school trying to learn education or trying to learn whatever the teacher was teaching them. They was trying to learn. Then they help them on the way. But anytime you got a coward, come to the back door and go to one of the classrooms and start opening fire, that's a sick man. 19 innocent babies, wasn't doing nothing but minding their own business, probably laughing and joking. Probably singing songs and they on favorite song that came, and the teacher's trying to teach them, and she's probably getting ready to tell them something else to learn. And you got this no good fool coming in there putting away. Say they shot so bad, that AR-17 said when they hit, they had to take a DNA from the parents to learn that the child's recognize the family of the child. And this goes back, let's go back to 1955. I believe the young man was 13 or 14, Emmett Till. He got hung for nothing, by somebody lying. And they hung this young man. He was a baby, but they hung him. And from the beginning of the story, they got away, the men got away with the killing, but they didn't get away with the kidnapping. And somewhere down a few years later, the old girl came up and told the truth. But he's gone. That's one. But what makes, so the best part about it was, Emmett Till's mother had the casket open so they can see what they did to her baby. Let them see the ugliness that they did, that destroyed. That's the ugliness of it. But these babies, their parents can't open up the casket and look at them. Their bodies are so at the shreds, ripped up. Once that bullet hits you, it's ripping the whole body up. You're gone. But this fool here, this character here, didn't even care. He just had something like, I guess it's known as his toy. And if that's his toy, then he's a very sick man. And those 19 children is something else. Right now, my heart's going to it. We're getting ready to take a little breather right here. But like I said, the music I have here is, I have permission to play it, but I don't own the music. So take care, enjoy yourself, and don't take no wet nickels.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children. 9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Bass, and you're listening to Talk Tame Radio, and the show is called Stairway to Heaven. And my topic was menace and sadness that goes on. Now, the thing was about the children in, the 10 people in Buffalo, New York, that was assassinated by a wild man, and he said that he was not guilty, and he is. And anytime you got an AR-17 or 15, whatever they call, it's a military weapon. And he shouldn't have had 18 years old buying something like that. Those guns are military. They're used in war, not in civilian life. So you have to go along like that. Well, let me get some advertisement guns, and then let me say this right quick, because like I say, the Keys of Harmony anniversary is July the 10th, and at 8487 Champion Avenue, Bishop Jennings, the pastor. And the time is at 5:00. Along on the group, there will be the Spiritual Brothers, JR and the Little Angels of Mine, Zion Melody, Telly Ragnar and the Northern Sons of God, Sensational Keys of Harmony, Five Star Harmony, and the Lyric Supremes, and McCray. The MC will be your host from Straight Talk, Kahari Kahara, will be the MC of that show, of that anniversary. And, hey, the Pop Dad will be here next month, and he's going to give you the history of the Keys of Harmony. He's going to name all the songs, the years that they went through. I first met the Keys of Harmony when I first moved here, and I was with the first set. Tommy Head was there. I can't think of the other guys. Dad Morris. Mo was there. He was the lead singer. He was there. And the other ones, I can't remember, but I do know. And Joe Jr. was the lead guitar player. And he's been with the group for 57 years. So, you know, Keys of Harmony. And then after, that was the first set. The second set was the sons, Dwayne, Daryl, and Gene, and Joe. That was the second set, and Dad. Those were the second set of the Keys of Harmony. That was the second. The third set, this is the third generation. I'm with the third gen, back with the third generation. It's me, Reeve, Joe Jr., Ernie, Joseph with the third, grandson Daryl, and he has another two grandsons that with us. So this is the third set of the Keys of Harmony, and as I said, it's on Champion and Ontario at 487 Champion, and like I said before, we're gonna have a good time. It starts at 5:00, and the Spiritual Brothers will be there, which are good friends of mine, JR and the Little Angels of Mine, Zion Airs, Zion Melody, Terry Ragland and the Anointed Sons of God, and the Sensational Keys of Harmony, and the Five Star Harmonizer, which is a legendary group. These legends, both of the groups are legends. And I think one day I'm gonna try to get the manager of the Five Stars up here. There's a lot of guys that are still here are legends in Columbus, Ohio, and the legends are gone. Also, I can say this, the 11th anniversary of Bishop J. Spurlock and the Anointed Disciples will be at Sunday, July 17th at 4 o'clock. Jordan Bible Church at 15182 Wilbert Avenue. It's on Wilbert Avenue. Wait a minute. But do it this way. Ain't they got glasses here? Can't even read. The address is 1825 Woodland Avenue. And his guests will be Blessed by Four, Pastor Marcus Newsom, The Humble Sons, Nikki D. and the Brown Sings, which are from Toledo, Ohio, Janelle Renner and Prosperity, and the Fortune Singers out of Akron. And that's going to be a good program. That's in July. And I have one for August with the Fortune Singers anniversary. And that's going to be here in Columbus. MC will be Jackie Dahl. And Pastor Stanley and Lady Bingham's a pastor. Special guest will be Restore out of Cincinnati. Sensational Keys of Heart, Sensational Keys and New Directions. Far City of Arkansas. And also the Lyle's Friend of Columbus, God's Little Angels Columbus, Angels of Grace, Heavenly Minds, and JR and Company. That will be in August. So we got a lot of anniversaries coming up between in July and August. And as I say, don't forget the keys. They will be, theirs coming up first. The Lyric Supremes got an anniversary this month. Forgot about them. Didn't intend to. Their anniversary is on Father's Day. And it will be on Bethel Church at 581 Seymour. Along with them will be the Keys of Harmony. Also will be there, and they haven't gave me all the full details, but their anniversary is coming. But so, this month, next month, in August, it ain't gonna be nothing but anniversaries, and we wasn't gonna do it this year, but somebody asked us to go ahead and do it. 61 years, you need to go ahead and celebrate 61 years. So the Keys already been, I haven't been with them 61 years. This set, we celebrate 61 years of the older fellas. And the only two original left of the Keys of Harmony is the J.C. Woods, manager, and his son. The only two original Keys of Harmony left. The rest of us were just a third party. And third generation, I put it that the third generation. And all the... it's going to be some good music, good talking, and hey, you will be happy to be pleased. This is the Keys of Harmony. Okay, that was the Keys of Harmony. And as I said before, I don't own the music, but I do have permission to play the music. And they gave me permission to play the music. They said that, as I said, the anniversary is coming up next month. This month, the Lyric Supremes anniversary is coming up on Father's Day, and it was going to be at Bethel Baptist Church at 581 Seymour Street. And this is their anniversary. I think this is their 50, I believe this is their 58 or 56th anniversary. And this will be Father's Day. They didn't give me any more information than that. But their anniversary will be on Seymour and then this month. And ours, the Keys to Harmony is next month. And as I say, our MC, we very, very honored to have, very, very honored to have Kahara O'Hara of Straight Talk. And he will be our MC. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of groups. It's going to be a Five Stars. My nephew, Little Terry, and the Anointed Sons of God. Also, Melvieres, Bruce, and his group and his wife. They will be there. The Kansas City Melvieres. The Minds, J.R. and the Angels, Spiritual Brothers, Zion Melody, that's who they are, and Lil Terry and the Northern Sons, they also will be there. So it is going to be a treat if you miss it. And don't forget next month, also don't forget, same time, the Anointed Disciples anniversary, it's their 11th year. And they are going to have you'll miss a treat for all them groups going to be there. I know I will be there myself to honor see these groups. I know some of these groups. I got a copy of one group called the New Nikki D and the Brown Singers. They sent me a CD of theirs. So they will be there. And then you will enjoy these young ladies here. The Humble Sons out of Dayton, Ohio. So we got two Ohio groups here. It's going to appear, well, really three, Disciples and the Fulton Singers. So we got about three groups from Ohio. And like I say, all this talent we got here in the city, we need to try to put it together. Like I said, I'm trying to pull something together for next year. I'm still working on it. I'm trying to see who. I got two people that's going to help me and help me plan this thing. And soon as we get together, have a meeting on this, get this boy together, we're going to let you know who's going to be on there. We're going to let you know everything, who we got and who we can get. And hoping that it will be in the park. It will be in the park. Now, I wanted the Cummins, but somebody told me to do it on Mount Vernon at that park over there for them people over there, senior citizens over there. So I'm thinking about switching it over there. So, cause they you know, getting them down, taking them from their home downtown, then trying to get back up there, it's always mess. So we're gonna try to do it in that area. Also, going back to my grieving, my condolences to the families in Buffalo, New York, and they're still having funerals of all those people was assassinated. They're still having the funerals. And like I said, this young man that did the killing, he said he's not guilty, which I don't believe he's not guilty. He is guilty because he's trying to come up for himself and try to play. He's mentally ill. And I don't think any time you're 18 years old and walk in a gun store and buy an AR-15, you're not sick. You can get the gun, and you got your plans all made up. Cause y'all, well, we know, we heard that he had scoped the place out before he committed the crime. So, I can say, Lord have mercy on his soul. Keys of Harmony, what you gonna do? As I said, I don't own the music, but I do have permission to play.
Somebody tell me
what you.
When the thunder starts to rollin'.
Okay, that was the Keys of Harmony. And what you gonna do when the world's on fire? And as I said, that's I don't own the rights to the music, but I do have permission to play it. And the Keys of Harmony show is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and Refuge Baptist Church. And I start off with my shout outs again to Core Lad, people, some of my best friends, Scott, Mike, and Crystal, Mom, and the other two ladies, the other two people, and Ron. That's Ron. Here, him. And they are listening, and they'll probably tell me about it Monday when I walk in there. Oh, I got to make a mission, correct something. The people that, the assassin that did the killing in Buffalo has been, he is deceased. He's not living. He's deceased. That's the one in South Carolina. They got him. He is still living. So I stand corrected on that. And forgive me. That's my mistake. So the one in the Buffalo assassin killer is deceased. And the one in South Carolina, he has been caught. And the one in Texas, he's dead too. Yeah, I think they got him too. So, Lord have mercy. Have mercy on their souls. But like I said, my heart goes out to both families, the families in Buffalo and the families in Texas. As I said, the AR-15 should not be on the streets. They should be taken up. But who knows? There's always going to be a ram in the bush. Somebody's always going to be somewhere. Somebody's going to try to take the guns from them. Keep from getting take the guns from them. Somebody's always going to try to stop them from taking the guns from them. That's how it is. That's how it's going to be. Getting back to the music world. Hopefully, in somewhere the rest of this year, I will be letting you know where the Keys will be at. I will let you know where other groups will be at. I'm trying to get something together for next year, and that'll be beautiful. And if we get a gun, you will let know what time, hour, and place where it's going to be at, and who's going to be the MC. Right now, I got two people working for me, with me on that, and that's going to be it. As I say, June, July, and August is anniversary month. And all the groups are going, these groups that's having this thing, All of them were going to be there. All of them were going to be, all of them going to have their anniversary. Especially the Keys in their 61st anniversary, and the lyrics in their 50s, I think it's 55, 6, 56, I don't know how many years they've been together, but them ladies and Jen, them ladies been together a long, long time. They also are a legend. They also are a legend, along with the Keys. We got quite a few. And Bruce of the Five Star Harmonizer, Bruce Fletcher of the Five Star Harmonizer, he's also a legend. And that group has been together a pretty good while. Well, some of the guys, but he got some guys that they, a few guys that put themselves together and start singing. We did his group. And hopefully one day I'm going to talk to Bruce and try to get Bruce on the show so he can tell me about the Five Star Harmonizer and tell me how they got started and everything. Like some of the guys that are gone, Thomas Head, he's gone. I think Moore is gone. And another guy, a couple of other guys I know, they are all gone. And only one living on the Five Stars is Bruce and his son. And he got some other guys, some guys from different groups have come in and helped him out and stayed with the five, called themselves the Five Stars to help Bruce out. And they got, in fact, I gave Lil Terry, he's fired up, he's playing bass for him. And my guitar player, he's playing lead guitar, and they got some other guys, and Bruce, him and his son, they are doing a good thing with it, with the singing and everything. So, you know, come on out, enjoy yourself, and don't miss a treat. That's it's a good thing. That'll be a blessed treat for you. And don't forget the 11th anniversary of the Anointed Disciples, and they got some groups coming to here too. So I will be there myself, just to enjoy the singing, and I try to get some of these guys' music with the letter, giving me a letter to play it. So I'm going to try to get some of that music that's out, that they out and bring and play it on the show so you can hear how they sound. Also, I like to say that my nephew is graduating out of college at University of Akron. He's graduating now. I think he's starting to be a lawyer. He's graduating from college. And another nephew of mine is graduating. My other nephew in Cincinnati, Ohio, is getting married June the 9th next week at Echo Park. And I will be leaving, going down there that Thursday and see him getting married. Now, I don't know about this because he's a comedian. I mean, really straight-up comedian. And he does things that... Every time he see me, him and his brothers, they see me, they all jump to me and everything, but being a playing rather joking way. And he told me that it ain't gonna be no wedding unless I'm there. All right. This is Mickey D and Power. Okay, Lady Jones, I'm getting ready to go home. Time's up. But I can say this, hey, remember this. Don't take no wood nickels. And remember, the bright vine is nothing but the garden which you put in. This is Dr. Bass signing out. And see you next time.
Way up.